This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, April 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Joan Sawyer's Urban Reflections on Ag Policy. Dairy industry makes case for free trade, and FDA says milk supply is safe. Assemblymember Reggie Jones Sawyer reflects on the Ag Committee changes. How did a guy who represents South Central Los Angeles ever join the California Assembly's Ag Committee in the first place? He has served on the committee since 2015, so when he concludes his term in 2025, he'll continue to be its longest-serving member. Assemblymember Reggie Jones Sawyer says getting farm-fresh foods to the inner city was a key factor in joining. And then we started talking about 4-H and how we can do better at improving our crops and improving our ability to become the breadbasket of the world. He said it was more consumer-facing at the time. Keep in mind, between 1910 and 1950, Los Angeles County ranked number one among the most productive agriculture counties in the nation, with nearly twice the output as second-ranked Tulare County. At its peak during the 1920s, it produced nearly 5% of all farm products sold by the nation's leading 100 agricultural counties. That according to the Los Angeles Almanac. Ag influence has changed. Over time, Joan Sawyer said a lot of people who actually farmed and understood the business side of ag joined the committee with him so that both consumers and farmers gained representation. I had an opportunity to actually go out to see farms, see poultry and cattle farms, he said, and see how everything is actually about a process. It's not what you see on documentaries and everything. When you actually go there to a farm and see it, you get a different viewpoint, and it helps a lot. Advocacy tips for farmers and ranchers. Says Jones Sawyer, quote, "For city folk, you've got to teach us. A grape doesn't just show up at the market on day one. A tomato doesn't show up in your market on day two. And the bananas don't show up on day three. It's a long process. It's how much water it takes, how much time you have to put into it, how much you care you have to put into it. Some people don't know whether or not it comes out of the ground or it's out of a tree. And then just understanding the dairy industry. A lot of dairy processing plants are in South Central Los Angeles and people don't know. I've been educating people about that." What about effects to shut down dairy operations in the state? There has to be a collaboration between the environmental folks and the ag folks, he says. The ag folks really do not want to create methane. They want to reduce it as much as we do. I think we've got to work better, more collaboratively, to be able to do that so that we don't put farms out of business. We've worked really hard to still produce all the food that we need nationally, and also make sure that we take care of the planet. Dairy industry calls out USTR to negotiate free trade agreements. U.S. dairy industry cannot increase domestic production and manufacturing without a trade policy that better supports foreign market liberalization. The International Dairy Foods Association says in comments to the U.S. Trade Representative. USTR requested comments ahead of a public hearing next month to discuss strategies that improve U.S. supply chain resilience in trade negotiations and enforcement. IDFA is the only food and agriculture association invited to provide testimony. IDFA feels that U.S. agriculture is experiencing a historic agricultural trade deficit because USTR is not advancing trade policies that remove tariff and non-tariff barriers while supporting growth in U.S. dairy exports, says Becky Ransdell, IDFA Senior Vice President of Trade and Workforce Policy. The USTR office will hold a public hearing on supply chain resilience on May 2nd. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. DMC enrollment lags as deadline looms. Some dairy producers appear to be holding back from signing up for the Farm Bill's Dairy Margin Coverage Program. DMC is designed to protect producers' income when prices are depressed or feed costs are high, and margins are expected to stay relatively strong this year. The enrollment deadline is next Monday, and so far sign-ups at 80% of the 2023 enrollment, a USDA spokesperson tells AgriPulse. Milk supply is safe, FDA says. Food and Drug Administration reiterating that the milk supply is safe because of pasteurization and the diversion or destruction of milk from sick cows, that despite finding viral fragments in some pasteurized milk. In an update yesterday, FDA said the presence of the H5N1 virus has been detected in milk from samples across the country, including store shelves. U.S. government partners have been working with deliberate speed on a wide range of studies looking at milk all along the stages of production, on the farm, during processing, and on shelves, using well-established methodologies used for previously to confirm pasteurization effectiveness for known pathogens, the FDA said. You can read our story on H5N1 and dairy cows in our weekly newsletter. We also report on how ag groups are mobilizing to stop a potential ban on CAFOs in Sonoma County, and we look at EPA's pending decision on CARB's zero-emission locomotive regs. New statue celebrates USDA's Jacobs Young as a trailblazer. USDA unveiled the statue and new exhibit in honor of Shavonda Jacobs Young, USDA's chief scientist and undersecretary for research, education, and economics yesterday during a celebration at the Ag Research Service in Beltsville, Maryland. In 2022, Jacobs Young was selected as an if-then ambassador and featured in the hashtag #IfThenSheCan, the exhibit. USDA says the statue represents her trailblazing leadership in STEM and public service. She was the first to overcome several barriers, including being the first African-American woman to be named USDA Chief Scientist and REE Undersecretary. She also was the first woman and first person of color to hold the position of Administrator of USDA's Agricultural Research Service. Over the last 2 years, Jacobs Young's 3D printed statue has been displayed at the Smithsonian Institution of Washington and at locations in Massachusetts and in Texas. Her life-size statue now has a permanent home and exhibit at the USDA's National Agricultural Library. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, April 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.